Lift your hands up where you are. Lift up your hands. You feel that awesome, auspicious presence of Adonai. Lift your hands up. This is that kind of climate where anything is possible. Lift your hands up. It's taking away pressures. Personal pressures, life's pressures, family pressures, marital pressures, financial pressures, career pressures, destiny pressures. The Most High rules in the affairs of man. It is still confirmed that the devil is never in control. On the planet Earth, he's never in control in your life or family. Jesus is in control. Lift your hands. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lift your hands. The count of seven, you receive rest. Freedom from tension, from anxiety, from pressure. The current pressure of your life dissolves now. It's your hand. At the count of five, you place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. You are receiving rest, freedom from stress, freedom from tension, freedom from anxiety. And I declare you receive it now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you ready? One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I receive Lakatua Pante Pangoto Paparata Kata Likete Katamarata Kalabarata Siketa Krata Kapaya Eladagalabarata Sake Katana Katania Elifrevis Kane Kamoka Pangatanigado Liberata Babalokotana Malada Malabaragada Galabaragada Gadia
of Jesus. So shall it be. Hypertension just dissolved, and diabetes just dissolved, and the financial pressures just ended. And before this week, that career pressure in your place of work just ended. And before this week is out, it will be clear that the pressure is over. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. At the end of the service, as the time permits, we may be able to take one or two testimonies, the way the other man testified, who has not been able to write or do anything like that. We with his hand until today, since 4 years ago, 2017. Blessed be your name, Lord.
It is a privilege, it is an honor to worship at the altar, to be called into your presence as your own. It is a privilege, it is an honor to worship at the altar, to be called into your presence as your own. It is a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. It is a privilege, it is an honor.
It is a privilege, it is an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own.
It is a privilege, it is an honor. Worship at your throne, to be called into the presence of your Lord.
It is a privilege. It is an honor to worship at your throne.
It is a privilege, it is an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence
as your
own. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Shakala katayala yale. Leko soto la baraya.
And you are glorious, so glorious in this place. You are glorious, so glorious in this place.
So glorious in this place. Just wave your hands if you feel his presence around here.
You are glorious. So glorious.
So glorious in this place.
Deuteronomy 8:18. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers, as it is this day. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Accessing supernatural supplies. part two. Our objective is to understand the pathways that can lead us to supernatural supplies. One thing that is clear through Scripture is that our God is a miraculous supplier, a mysterious giver. I am talking about the God who took 5 loaves, 2 fishes, fed 5,000 men beside the women and children, and there was 12 baskets left over. That is, he ended far beyond where he started. How do you start with 5 loaves, 2 fishes? Feed maybe 15,000 people and have more than what you started with. It's a mysterious, miraculous, enigmatous provider. I'm talking about the God who gave wine out of water. However, there are scriptural secrets to supernatural supplies. Again, there are scriptural secrets to supernatural supplies. And we are going to be looking at the same secrets we saw in the first service, except that scriptures will be different and illustrations might be different. Number one secret is the mindset of kingdom expansion. The mindset of kingdom expansion. The passion for kingdom construction. The passion to see kingdom expand on the earth. The passion for kingdom edification. Psalm 102, verse 13. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time has come. Why? Because thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Favor towards Zion provokes favor from heaven. Favor towards the kingdom provokes the favor of the king. That man brought the balance of his land, 8 million, and said, put it in the money for the construction of the car park area there. And Jehovah said, if you take pleasure in the stones of Zion, I will take pleasure in your life. He catapulted him at the speed of light to represent his organization and literally his nation in the United States of America, where the allowances they will pay him alone will delete that amount in a short time. And then he's on his way to explosive living. Whatever you want God to do to you, do it to Zion. Whatever you want the king to do for you, do it for the kingdom. For thy servants, take pleasure in Psalm 122 and in verse 9. In the Living Bible version, the new NIV said, because of the house of my God, I will seek your prosperity
I will seek your prosperity. I will seek your prosperity. Those who seek the prosperity of the kingdom, secure the prosperity of the king. I will seek your prosperity. I am going to get money because I need to enlarge the kingdom. Listen to this. When the welfare of the kingdom becomes your interest, supernatural supplies becomes your lifestyle. When the welfare of the kingdom becomes your interest, supernatural supplies becomes your destiny. You live there. Churches must be built. Crusades must be held. Orphans must be assisted. If that becomes your interest, supernatural supplies. I like us to go beyond the realm of looking for money just to get a car. Somebody brought a Hilux the other day, like 2020 Hilux. And I told my driver, that is evangelism Hilux. This is evangelism Hilux. We are going to use this to crisscross the rural areas and villages. We don't want to go in any of the big cars, so we don't intimidate the villagers. We want to come with something that is easily, you know, identifiable with them. We want to come with those kind of vehicles. I said, this is for evangelism. This is for evangelism. This is for evangelism. Some time ago, somebody brought me an offering in foreign currency. Personal offering as prophet's offering. Now, it was applied directly. That is tight, everything, 100, everything. I have no need for anything here. This is kingdom straight. Am I communicating at all? When it is driving you, like we used to sing in those days, the zeal of God has consumed me. He burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I went someplace to preach some years ago. We just newly married. Our first child was just like 2 months married. And I went to preach in a youth conference. Youth meeting of a church. I finished preaching this kind of consecrational message that everybody need to go and cry for their life or just settle. And then somebody came after I finished and said, yes, like we are saying, the levy, we say everybody should pay. I want to remind all of you of the levy. I called him and said, Kay, what are you talking about? Levy? You want to dampen the effect of the message I just preached? How much are they to pay? I think it was one naira or 50-50 kobo or something. It's like 20-something years ago. I said, calculate their number, calculate the total. I will pay it. Let them go home and think of the message. We did that. We paid it. From doctor's salary of 2,400 a month. We paid it. Those are the kind of things we do by his message. And it didn't start today. I wasn't a pastor. Hadn't started ministry, wasn't going to be a full-time pastor as far as I thought there. If the interest of the kingdom is uppermost in your heart, the harvest of the kingdom becomes your portion. I am face to face with people here today that God is going to turn into multi-billionaires in our nation. Out of this assembly, because your heart is burning. Your heart is burning to do things for the king. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. That's number one. Number two is a large vision for abundance. With every factor being a constant. Every man's provision is directly proportional to his vision for life. Provision. Directly, there is a direct proportionality. There is a Parkinson's law that says, it's a negative law that says, work will always expand to fill available space. In the finance realm, it said expenditure will always rise to meet income, which is a negative thing. That is, if the money increases, the things that will eat the money will also increase. It's not a good thing. But there is a spiritual dimension of it from my perspective. That provision will always expand to accommodate vision. If it is within your vision, it can become your provision. In 2007, we were at the National Stadium. If you have a clip of that video, you can show us a little clip of it. Stadium overwhelmed. This will be 14 years ago. And we were in that stadium for three consecutive months. August ending, and then September ending. And then they said they wouldn't give the stadium for use again. For religious purposes at that time. We already had a vision to be in a stadium of our own. But that day confirmed the vision. Since you say you will not give this stadium to be used again, we will build our own stadium that will be bigger than this and will have a roof. Because rain beat us there. The August 2007, the rain fell. Here you go. That is 2007 National Stadium in Abuja. And once the vision came that a stadium shall be built where nobody will tell us. When we went to that stadium, we paid for the stadium. I think it was 10 million or 5 million or something. I knew there was about 10 million. You pay caution deposit, you pay for the stadium. We rented sound, you rented everything. When we went to the Eagle Square, you rent sound, you rent seat, you rent LED screens, media things. Here we are renting nothing. That is, we can have any crusade we want and any manner of crowd, and we are ready because it is within the vision, it is within the provision. Are you sitting and looking like that? Shout the loudest, amen. Some people wanted to kill themselves when this place was built. Many of them have faded away into obscurity now. They didn't really know the price, what it cost. If they knew the real price, they would die on the spot. What they were quoting was not near it at all. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your right and say, Father, I will see large. I will see big for the kingdom. And I will have it. Can't you see the stadium-like setting? Can't you see? Can't you see the stadium-like setting? Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. And then, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 5, talking about a large vision, he said the thoughts of the diligent, the man who is wise and prudent and who will command resources, inside his mind, plenty is flowing. His thought turned only to plenteousness. See, what is flowing in you determines what can flow out of you. Nothing happens by chance. Mentality is the mother of reality. The thought of the diligent tended to plenteousness. If plenty is not in your mind, plenty can never be in your life. That's right. Something is about to explode for somebody here today. Something is about to explode for somebody here today. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. I'd like you to begin to think very, very, very big. Very, 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 very large. If you like, you can paint the pictures around you. Just position some pictures around you. Very tall skyscraper, like 7, 8, 9, 10 floors. That will be the corporate headquarters of your organization. Our challenge is that somebody say, I am looking for a job. You're talking of corporate headquarters. That is a challenge because I can feel it. I'm looking for where to sleep. You are talking of. Just let me. No. That is not how to get there. If you can see there, no devil can keep you here. The seeing of there is the beginning of getting to there. It's true. It's true. It doesn't matter how diametrically opposed where you are now is compared to where you are going or where you are seeing. Joseph was a prisoner seeing the palace. He saw the palace, so today he carried palace cloth and kept in the prison. For the day he will find himself in the palace. And when the day came, he changed his cloth. Genesis 41 and in verse 14. He changed the cloth because he was waiting for that day. What can be more distant from the prison to the palace? What a distance. Whether you left Nyanya and went to Asokoro and became the president of Nigeria, that distance is still shorter than being a prisoner in chain, a slave in a foreign land. And then you are seeing yourself as the number one person in the nation. The only thing the devil can do to you to stop you from getting there is to stop you from seeing it. Take your sin. It makes you feel so inferior, look so inferior, think so inferior, that all you are thinking about is how to survive the moment. Not so. Not so. Not so. don't, and never sell yourself cheap. We went to a particular state and they said that the governor of the state would like to see us, maybe to pray for the land. All right. We will go. At least when you come to the land of a king, it is honor for that king to pay homage. So we'll go, we'll pray on the land and pray on the palace. Oh, sorry, the governor is not around again. He has gone for another engagement. Will you like to see the deputy governor instead? I say, is it person I came here to see? Person to see, they lack me. You people relax. I'm going to wire myself up for the program I came for. He said, go not from house to house. When you go, salute no man on the road. That is part of the assignment. Am I communicating? There are people, To snap with a government official is the highest achievement of their life. I snap with so and so. That is grasshopper mentality. You don't know what you are looking for in life. You don't even know your worth and your value. Think a bit bigger than how you think. It will affect your life. It will even affect your walking step. You didn't plan to walk like that. You just day body like that.
Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. A large vision for abundance. My time is just racing. Number three is the revelation of supernatural
supply. The revelation. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. I want to read all the way to verse 8.
He said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people.
But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And when that light comes, say, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising."
Lift your eyes now. Since your light came, they are all gathering themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far. Your daughters shall be nursed at thy side. And you shall see and you shall flow. Somebody say flow.
And your heart shall fear and be alarmed. Why? Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. And the forces,
the word forces is the Hebrew kail.
It means the riches and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto you.
Multitudes of camels, all started with light. Dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all day from Sheba shall come. You remember the queen of Sheba?
They shall come with gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord.
The flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Are you ready for verse 8? Who are these that fly? That is, by the time I finish with you, on your marks, get set. Do you know the meaning of that? If you begin with light, you must end with a flight. Ay, 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 ay. With light, you must take flight.
In the supernatural, if you have light, you take flight in the miraculous. If you have light of supernatural supply, you just fly and swim in abundance.
Light, 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 light. Light, light, light. What is that light all about? I serve a Father who says the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. I serve a God who says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I have been young, now I am old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. Psalm 37 verse 25. I've not seen his seed beg for bread. He's ever merciful. He lendeth, and his righteousness abideth forever.
Worthy is the Lamb
that was slain, The book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. To receive power. So he did not just die to make me escape hell and go to heaven. He died so I can have power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory.
So provision is inside redemption. Deliverance is inside redemption. Healing is inside redemption. Living long is inside redemption. Power is inside redemption. Supernatural supply is inside redemption. Glory and not shame is inside the reason why he died. Blessing and not curses.
All you need is to see it. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise. One thing about light, the more you see it, the brighter you shine. And the more you shine, the more you stand out. The more the darkness dissipates around you. Darkness of scarcity, shortage, and bankruptcy. And the more you see the light, the more you take the flight. Flight away from where, from what is not correct. And flight into the realm where you are meant to be. Kenneth Copeland said he saw one scripture where God told him, I shall make you to ride. I will give you the heritage of Jacob, your father, and make you to ride on the high places of the earth. He said that was his revelation for flight, to be physically flying about. I will cause you to ride in the high places of the earth. That revelation has made him give out 34 aeroplanes as gifts to other people. Even if it is motorcycle, have you given 34 to people? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today?
I speak to somebody here. You shall see something out of scripture in this season that shall take you up to the high places of the earth. Shout the loudest, amen.
So, we are not sitting down just begging God to make things happen. We are standing on the promises, on the word, on light, on revelation. On the basis of this, Lord, this should happen. And it's going to happen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Personally, I did not call myself. And if I didn't call myself, I cannot finance myself. If I didn't call myself, I cannot pay for myself. Right? If you go for him, he pays your bills. And I've seen that, I'm seeing that. What God cannot give me, I don't need to have. And there is nothing he cannot give. Am I communicating? So it gives you a relaxation. And makes things to happen. At the frequency they must happen. That is the revelation of supernatural supplies. Listen. Light is the fuel for both faith and flight. When you connect light, you charge your faith and you take the flight. No, everybody can be poor in the village where I came from, but not me, because the scripture says no, because redemption says no. Somebody say louder, amen.
Number four is dedicated kingdom service. Dedicated kingdom service. Dedicated kingdom service.
I want to say this. God is a raiser, not a user of people. He doesn't use people. He raises people.
We already saw in Psalm 35 verse 27
that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of those who serve him.
We also saw in John chapter 4, verse 35 and verse 36. He said, say not ye,
there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you,
lift up your eyes and look on the fields,
for they are white already to harvest. Now look at verse 36. And he that reapeth
receiveth wages. Kingdom workers attract kingdom wages. He that reapeth receiveth wages. I want to say something, and I want you to print it on the tablet of your heart for the rest of your life. Kingdom servants ultimately become kingdom giants. Authentic kingdom servants. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. Authentic kingdom servants ultimately become validated kingdom giants. I'll say that again. Servant today equals giant tomorrow. Authentic kingdom servants become validated kingdom giants. Ultimately. Are you sure of what you are saying? Yes. Abraham, servant of God. Psalm 105 verse 42. The Bible called Abraham the servant of, for he remembered his holy promise. And Abraham, his servant. Abraham, the kingdom servant, was Abraham, the kingdom giant. He was. And he is today what you will call the symbol of prosperity. Psalm 89, verse 20. David, servant. I have found David, my servant. David, my servant. Became David the giant, who was not only a giant but became a giant killer. Daniel chapter 2, 6, verse 20. Daniel was a servant, and when the king came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, oh Daniel, servant of the living God, servant, servant, servant. Who knows you as a servant? Does God know you as a servant? The brethren know you. The people in your community, do they know? In what capacity are you serving God in the house? And then in the fields of evangelism, reaching out. Don't let anybody deceive you. Some of the men we know about. John D. Rockefeller. Wallace Johnson of the Holiday Inns. R.G. Lotonol, who made the earth moving machines and the armored vehicles of the Second World War. Most of them were not just churchgoers. They were stewards in the house. They served what they call stewards in those days. Some of them were actually the one of electrolysis in Faraday was a lay minister, Michael Faraday. These people were confirmed as such. They were not ashamed. It is only today that we think that it is those who don't have anything to do with their life that should spend time with God or with church. It's an abnormality. It's a contradiction in terms. You look through the scripture, everyone who amounted to anything with God was called the servant of God. And I tell you, in this day and in this age, God is raising them afresh. He's raising them afresh. He's raising them afresh. He's raising them afresh. He's raising them afresh. If you are among them, shout the loudest, amen. Finally, it is the practice of the covenant of supernatural supplies. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. God told Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and you shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. God blesses blessers. The blessing looks for blessings. The blessing is both a verb and a noun. Blessing is both an action thing and the name of a person. When you are a blessing to your... He said, I will make you a blessing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 to 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Somebody say a loud amen. Can I say something to you? God's prosperity or supply agenda is a covenant that must be practiced, not a prayer to be prayed. Say that again. Not just a prayer to be prayed. Listen, you can be a gallant prayer warrior and end as a pitiable pauper financially if you don't know what it means to practice the covenant. No amount of fasting can make an eater to become a receiver. He giveth seed to the sower. Until the man is a sower, fasting and praying can never give him access to seed. Am I communicating? Isaiah chapter 55 verse 10. If I want the sick to be healed, I can pray, lay hands, cast out the devil. If I want supernatural supplies to happen, casting out the demon of poverty is only a waste of effort where giving is not in place. Do you understand? You know, there are people who, you know, the laws you use to play football, if you use it for handball, is foul. With hand, you play handball. But if your hand touch football, it says, far, 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 foul. That's how it is. Every witch, die in Jesus' name. It's a possibility. Suffer not the witch to die. Poverty, die. When you are not a giver, it's an exercise. Poverty die. Poverty say, I dare. I dare. Now me and you dare. Am I communicating? I mean, all truths are parallel. Can anything make somebody to breathe out carbon dioxide when he has not breathed in? I mean, if he just keeps on... He doesn't give out. He wants to take in. Very, very soon, the road to the mortuary will be clear. Somebody went and ate at the presidential villa. And the food was so tasty that they say, go to the toilet. Say, no, I can't release this one. No, I cannot release this one. If it was food I ate in the village, I can go to the toilet. But this one is from the president. I can't go to the toilet. I cannot go to the toilet. This one is from the president. What is he dealing with? It's about to be laid to rest. No, this food is presidential food. I want to leave it as souvenir. Am
Am I communicating at all?
I cannot give it up. I must leave this food as souvenir.
This is presidential food. The road to the mortuary is also clear. But dealing with intestinal obstruction, dealing with some constipation situations, that road is clear. Is God speaking to anybody here? No amount of prayer. There are people who pray the wrong upside down prayers.
But by the time you
do the covenant and do what you are expected to do, your prayer is minimized.
If at that time your resources are not released,
Satan, take your hands off my resources.
I have given, it shall be given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together. I summon my resources wherever you are. Arrive now! This is not going to be a fasting matter.
Somebody say amen.
I prophesy upon somebody here today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. I declare the systems are put under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. In Jesus' name.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is anybody receiving something here at all? What are the channels of the covenant? What and what ways do you give?
Number one is the tithe. 10% of your income. Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30. Leviticus 27 verse 30. He said, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. All the tithe of the land. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed
with faithful Abraham. Look at it this way. If you must be blessed like Abraham, practice the practices of Abraham. Whatever Abraham was faithful to, be faithful to it. The first tithe in the history of the world was Abraham. He didn't read it from a book. He got it as a covenant practice. And that exploded him, the tithe.
Number two is the free will offering. Psalm 96 and in verse 8. Psalm 96 and in verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Whenever you come into his presence, bring an offering. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
This is what you volunteer on your own to give to God. Number three is giving to the poor or the less privileged. The poor or the less privileged.
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 31. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 31. He said, he that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker. But he that honoreth him, anyone who honors God, has mercy on the poor.
Proverbs 28:27. If you honor God, you will have mercy on the poor.
He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. But he that hideth his eyes from the poor shall have many a curse.
If you give to the poor, it is part of the practice of the covenant. Those who are less than you, assisting them takes your level up. Can somebody say a loud amen? Somebody say a loud amen.
Number four is sacrificial giving.
Sacrificial giving.
Psalm 126 verse 1 to the end. Psalm 126 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord,
as the streams in the south.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Sowing in tears is called sacrifice. This is what you do when you want a turnaround in your life, a turnaround in your destiny. That is sacrificial giving. There is giving to the prophet or to the priest. We read that already in Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 3. God speaking to Abraham said, and I, verse 3, I will bless him that bless you. Anybody that contributes to the blessing of your life will reap a harvest of the blessing. And I will curse him that curseth thee. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Anyone who empowers you, I empower. Anyone who resists you, I antagonize. Anyone who contributes to your increase, I contribute to their increase. And anybody who contributes to your decrease, I reduce them. Whatever you do to the prophet over your life is a prophecy of what you want God to do for you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Now there is first fruit given in Ezekiel chapter 44 and in verse 30. He said, and the first of all, the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblation, shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9, we read it already. Honor the Lord with your substance, and with the first fruits of all that increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Somebody say aloud, amen. Honor with your first fruit, and there will be an explosion. First fruit, you see that the first one that enters your hand, or your first increase. Alright, I didn't have anything up till now, and God has given me something. This is first fruit. Or I've been on 100,000 a month, and now I'm being paid 150,000. The increase is 50. That 50 is my first fruit. There are those who give the entire other new thing, but the increase is first fruit. This causes an explosion of the blessing in the lives of people. And then, of course, we have kingdom projects given. Kingdom projects given. Exodus chapter 35 and in verse 4. Exodus 35 and in verse 4. It said, and Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering unto the Lord. Anyone that is of a willing heart, let him bring it. Offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass, blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, shittim wood, oil for the light and spices for anointed oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, for the breastplate. That's offering from the people. Every wise hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, his covering, his thatches and his boards, his bars, his pillars and sockets, the ark and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table of the shewbread, and so on and so forth. If you jump now to verse 29 of the same chapter 35, then it says, the children of Israel brought a willing offering to the Lord, every man or woman whose heart made them willing to bring forth all manner of work which the Lord has commanded. This is when God is working, building project is on, construction is on, during the construction of this sanctuary. I mean, diverse people did diverse things, and it's an ongoing thing, and the Lord places on your heart. Now, what you do, you can start from a level of everything that God will give me apart from 10% tithe. This other percentage is for my givings. And then, out of that percentage, this is for the poor, this is for this, and this is for that. And then as God increases you, you grow. What I'm telling you about is my practice for over 20-something years. Very rigid. And God has been faithful. He shall be faithful to you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. What is my counsel to you, number one? Make demands on the grace. It's the same. To apply yourself to kingdom principles for supernatural supplies. Father, these things you have spoken.
I want to apply myself to them. People start. The problem is continuity. Some people continue for a while and they cannot finish. He said, be not weary in well-doing. In due season you shall reap. When your season is due, no devil can stop your reaping. Grace for continuity. And number two, continue to play your part. Because God is covenant bound to fulfill his obligations to his covenant partners. Whatever you are meant to do, keep doing it. There was a time in my life where it appeared as if, are you sure you are doing the right thing? But then, heavens open over both me and the ministry. And it is still opening wider and wider. Over your life, there is an open heaven. Somebody, bless, say amen. Who is the blessed person here? Stand with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. In Jesus' name. Now take your seat 1 minute. I want to show you a clip of the crusade in Akure, Ondo State. This is our first time going to Akure for anything. This is not Abuja. This is not Makurdi in Benue State. This is not anywhere. This is Akure, Ondo State. The very first time. The church, Dunamis Church, there doesn't even have a structure yet. They have a landed property, but they're about to start something. Just take a look at the earth. This is what we use money for. Church money, personal money. To reach out, to deliver captives. And this crusade, not one single offering was taken. Because we went to the land to be a blessing, not to take anything from them. We went there to look for souls, not to look for money. Sure.
When you are taking the worship session, the power of God came upon him and he realized that the pain on that leg disappeared. Now he can walk through.
Sure, show us how you were walking when you came. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Shoulder and wrist was broken off. And you couldn't move it before.
In the praise.
Mental situation.
10 years.
Restless. For 6 years. In addition to what?
Even more than that.
In the mother says even more than the number of years they have mentioned. Up 10 years. And then you have thyrotoxin goiter.
The moment you mentioned that word, according to me, say as if ice water came on his head.
As if ice water was poured on his head.
You just look mental like condition of 10 years dissolved by the power of God.
Autoimmune disease, when the body begins to develop antibodies that is fighting the body, that is what Jehovah just handled. You couldn't do what you are doing now. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Yes, Mama had accident 10 years ago and her left leg was twisted.
Left leg twisted from the accident.
For the accident.
Every day they stand on her head.
And she used to bring heat on her head.
And it will be coming out of here. And what happened?
Tonight,
flew out of your head. And you just looking like that.
A bird flew.
Stood on her 2 feet.
That child has never stood or walked since she was born.
You came here with an ear that is deaf in the right ear. You can't hear in the right ear.
That is an upper KBSV. Healed of deafness in the right ear for 5 years.
It is done.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. I need your help. Jesus, help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a shout of victory.
One day you will fly with us in your own aircraft. You see, they can't say amen. It's too big to believe. You better tell me of motorcycle, not aircraft. I say one day. Because you will be you will have your employees under you. And you will have your time at your own disposal. And move any time you want to move. To Russia, to Southeast Asia, to Indonesia, to Turkey, everywhere, saturating the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to live for you. I receive that grace to fulfill my portion of the covenant, to be a part of your move in the earth today, building churches, investing in crusades, changing lives around the world. I believe I am available. I am your instrument. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift your hands everywhere. Anywhere you are, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make it right with God. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want today to mark a new day. I want to be genuinely saved and genuinely born again. You have a lifestyle that is not correct. Drinking, smoking, womanizing, or manizing. Indian hemp, gambling, lying, cheating, unforgiveness, bitterness. Oh, you lack spiritual fire. You want to rededicate your life back to God. I'd like you to quickly come forward. Carry your Bibles and bags and rush to the frontier. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. All right, take your seat, people. I'll give you the count of seven. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. One.
I live for Jesus day after day.
Two.
I live for Jesus.
Three.
Four. I live for Jesus, I live for Jesus, day after day. I live for Jesus, let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus, day after day.
Everybody sing.
I live for Jesus, day after day.
Place your right hand in your chest and lift up the other hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I ask that you forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name.